The Minto Pride Committee is considering a decision by council this week to approve more permanent pride decorations, a big win. The decorations, to be up from May to September, will be funded by the committee with fundraising and social media support. Committee Chair Braden Scott says in light of the protests happening against gender ideologies this week, it was nice to see council take a more proactive approach. He added he was disappointed to see the recent handling of rainbow crosswalks in Wellington North, in which council decided against the idea. Scott says visuals are great, but there's a larger scale discussion to be had.
It's beyond just it being a pride crosswalk. You know, it's the intentions behind it. It's the commitments that you're making as a community to propel and excel this work forward. You know, the visual representation is one thing. The conversation and the education that comes along with it is a whole other piece as well. And so, absolutely, just to note why this work's important, why we need to continue to propel it forward.
Scott says the committee is hopeful the town of Minto will be supportive financially beyond just the installation of putting up the banners. He added he's hopeful the community will come together and see how good this will be for local businesses and residents of the town. Scott stated he aspires to see this move from Minto Council and Mayor Dave Turton lead to similar initiatives in nearby municipalities.
We're hoping that that also encourages other nearby communities like Wellington County and, you know, Mount Forest. And we've seen some proposals kind of not get past there. And so we're hopeful that by Minto taking a prominent stand, that absolutely that, you know, it encourages other communities to do the same.
Scott added he's hoping to see more areas decorated than just the entrances and exits to town, calling this week's development a stepping stone. Reporting for the Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.